and welcome to Linux Crazy Podcast. In this podcast, I interview Mike Freisinger, Vapier, a member of the Gentoo Council and many Gentoo Core projects like the Base System and Toolchain. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing all right.
Okay. I've got 20 questions here I'm going to ask you. How long have you been using Linux?
I guess at this point it's probably been about 7 or 8 years. Started back my early college years with Slackware, because it was actually the first distro I was able to actually install.
Uh-huh.
So I tried Mandrake and some of those and just couldn't get them to work at all.
And why did you start using Linux?
At the time, it was I needed a stable server, because I was into video games a lot. So I needed a stable server to set up my Counter-Strike.
And how long have you been using Gentoo?
I guess at this point, it's been pretty much about the same time as I've been using Linux. I ran Slackware probably for about a year, year and a half, and then Gentoo kind of came onto the scene. And it was actually the first distribution that could get X to work at all for me.
And so why did you start using Gentoo?
At the time, it was more of a personal thing, was I found I was spending a lot of time just playing video games all the time. So I needed a little something more to be productive. I don't know, I felt it was kind of wasting time. So I figured if I'd get into Linux and do something useful for people, might as well be that.
And what is your current Gentoo box that you use day to day?
So for my the desktop systems, I have a quad G5 that I use just for development and whatnot. And for my laptop, I have a Dell Duo x86.
And what is your home network like?
Probably the typical thing is there's too many machines and not enough space.
Uh-huh.
So I've got a bunch of wires just going all over the place with right. Uplink switches. Too many machines, really.
And what programs do you use the most?
Probably spend most of my time, I guess, with Nano. It's my text editor and a terminal. But generally, I use Kmail, I guess, would be my preferred mail-like client. Firefox, obviously, for the browser. And then just for the desktop environment, it's pretty evenly split at this point. I'm about 50% Enlightenment, 50% KDE,
uh-huh.
More like what I happen to feel at the time, what I feel like using.
What is the best thing about the open source community?
From my point of view, it's just people just giving away all this stuff for free and just doing it all for fun. You know, it's so many people doing it, guys, out of selfishness, I guess you'd say. You know, they're not really interested in making a buck or, getting out for themselves. They're, kind of looking out for the greater good. Because if you want to look at it, it's kind of like communism actually succeeding for once.
Right. And what is the most fun about being a Gentoo developer?
It's learning all the... same sort of reason we get Gentoo users is you tend to learn a lot, and even as a developer, you learn about how everything kind of fits together and how all the low layer pieces work, and there really isn't any more magic anymore. You really learn it all. And the other aspect is the working with all the other people. There's so many Gentoo developers that are smarter than I, and they're great to work with. It's so much fun.
How much time do you volunteer to Gentoo?
Time is a relative thing. I really have no idea how much I spend on anything anymore. I wake up and I do programming, and eventually I fall asleep. It's usually my typical day.
Right. I use your NetQmail VPOP mail guide all the time on my boxes. That's I used that one time to set it up, and it's always worked real well for me. How did you figure all that stuff out?
I guess it comes down to I'm sort of a masochist, is that documentation and such on Qmail, let alone VPOP mail, tends to be pretty sparse. and kind of putting it all together along the same line. So it's really just burning a lot of time staring at log files and config files and the little snippets of docs that you can find. And in the end, I was like, this is just a huge pain. So see if I can't try and save anybody some pain.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure does. Save me a lot of pain.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. Could you explain the tool chain?
So the tool chain, as the word implies, it's just a whole bunch of tools that when you put them all together, you chain them together. It allows you to take like source code that we like to write, and you send it to the compiler, which gives you assembly. You send it to the assembler, it gives you object code, and you send it to the linker, and it gives you this nice little binary that you can actually run. So the tool chain just kind of brings it all together from the source code down to the binary level. And then oftentimes you look at things like the C library or the debugger packages as being part of the tool chain just because they're at that level of being, pretty much, I guess, a user-face perspective. You can't get any lower when you get to the kernel. That's the tool chain.
Okay, thanks. How many people help you maintain the tool chain?
There's a handful of guys that help out. It depends on what we're talking about. But like Mark, I guess he goes by the name of Halcyon. Really don't know how to pronounce his last name, so I won't brutalize it.
Right.
There's Ryan, Dirty Epic, and Ned, who goes by Solar, and then Kevin Quinn. They help out with various pieces. Like some guys focus on the harden, and then some guys help out a lot with just doing testing and, producing test cases and taking it upstream and just kind of making it all more manageable. But in the end, I try to be more kind of just bring it all together.
Tell me about the Gentoo Embedded.
The idea behind Embedded is that when it kind of started out as, all these embedded systems out there, people do all this stuff from scratch. It's like anytime they want to make a new product, they turn around and, they start from scratch. They do everything from the ground up for every single product. And obviously the turnaround time on that isn't it's way too slow for today's market. So, you talk about Linux being able to, lessen that turnaround time. And Gentoo Embedded basically leverages the Portage build system so that, you have all the source code, and the idea of Gentoo is that you can compile all the source code, and get exactly what you need with all the features and the size and optimizations and all that sort of fun stuff. And since that's really what embedded systems is all about, it just seems kind of like a logical pairing up is, you use the build system and everything that's already in place and just give it a different compiler, and it just kind of works.
What type of hardware would be good to get started running an embedded system?
It depends what you're after, I guess. If you're looking to help out with development and stuff, a really good rule of thumb is to basically get an embedded system, quote unquote, that's as close as possible to a desktop. So if you want to do a development on, say, an ARM or a Super H, the kind of system that you would look out for is one that has like Ethernet, bulk storage, a whole lot of memory, and as fast as CPU as possible. If you want to do development, you can kind of trim down on some of the other pieces, but in the end, you're going to be fighting all these limitations, because the less memory and less CPU, the slower it's going to be. For the ARM platform, there's Netwinders, or there's the Slug that kind of come together in these with these feature sets, so that you can actually get self-booting system, self-compiling, and all that sort of good stuff.
I would love to have a cell phone with Gentoo on it. Is that possible?
I guess anything is possible if you put in the time. Personally, I've had to kind of skimp on the producing of, target firmwares, these sort of binary blobs that you kind of drop on your specific platform and just run with them. So I guess today, I've been focusing on just more of the infrastructure and the general stuff.
Uh-huh.
But if you want to have a specific platform, the answer is no unless you feel like doing it.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Right. What are some short and long term goals of the current Gentoo Council?
So the Gentoo Council is more of like a technical steering committee is one way to look at it. Is we try to, you know, guide all of the inter-sub projects and, you know, help them resolve differences and, you know, just look out for kind of the big picture. When it comes to kind of, I guess, short-term goals, it's really not our shtick. We try to facilitate and developers and, you know, all these projects to, you know, basically be all the innovation, because that's really the blood lifeline of Gentoo is, you know, these developers and what their goals are. You know, some guys like to do some crazy stuff, or they have some ideas how they'd like to get some packages built up, and we just kind of try to bring it all together and let them do their thing, basically.
How could users become more involved to help take the load off the developers?
They could become a developer. But there's a lot of things you can do in Gentoo land that doesn't really require you to be a developer, that developers often, you know, do, you know, along the lines of, like, writing documentation or translating or helping out with organization, because we you know, feet on the ground, it's oftentimes when you talk about some of these events, it's you have few local people, but most people come in, you know, they either fly in from another country or across the country, or they drive in, you know, you really need, like, local people to help organize and, you know, watch over things. So the events group in Gentoo is always looking out for people, and, you know, you don't even have to touch code or ever think about it. You know, if you just want to help promote, we could always use that. That's always great. And then if you want to talk about things like forum moderators or bug wrangling or people just to hang out on any of our communication channels, so like IRC or mailing lists or forums, you know, just hang out and answer questions. You know, you figured something out, you learned some stuff, and, you know, you can help the next guy along. And, you know, that's kind of how we look at Gentoo is, you know, we just keep trying to prop up the next guy, you know, build on everybody else's work.
Yeah, I found the developers and the forum moderators very helpful to me and all the other users when I ran across them on the forums and in the IRC. How can the users and the developers build a stronger, you know, partnership?
I guess along the line, you know, this kind of follow up to the previous is, you know, just get involved more. And right now, I don't think we really have, you know, infrastructure beyond, like, our communication channels of for people to really, I guess, communicate, you know, their ideas. You know, it's like if a user has an idea, you know, unless he actually becomes a developer and, you know, helps to actually get it done, it basically stops there. So I guess one idea would maybe, I think Ubuntu did this, was pick up, like, Dell's Idea Storm and customize it for them so that users could contribute. That may be worthwhile looking at for us, too.
How did you come up with the handle Vapier?
So back when I first started playing video games, I started, I guess, with Quake. I came up with the nickname for Spanky because I needed something people would fear. But those games tend to be more, you know, fast-paced and nothing really serious. You know, just jump in and do one off. But for more serious games, like real-time strategy, I needed something different. And so what I was into at the time was Total Annihilation, and they had a flying unit called a Rapier, and I decided to take that and pair it up with Vapor. So you put them together and you get Vapier. But it happens to work out nicely because most of the time people, I wouldn't say it's a common nick. In fact, I don't ever know anybody's ever used it. So it's really nice when you go to register somewhere because you don't have to worry about, you know, being the first guy and having to worry about coming up with some slight variation. Except for maybe the people who don't know how to spell vampire.
All right. Thank you very much for the interview.
Sure.
And I'll talk to you later.
All right. See you.